Welcome to the Chagiga Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. We said previously that on each of the three festivals, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and Sukkot, a person has to bring two sacrifices, a olas re'iyah, this here the Mishnah calls it re'iyah, which means a burnt offering, and a shalmei chagiga, a peace offering, a celebratory peace offering. These two karbanos, biblically, these two sacrifices, can be worth any amount. The Torah says, ish kemat nas yado, a man, according to the ability of his hand, kibirkas Hashem alokecha asher nasa alnach, based on the blessing the Almighty has given him, that's what he purchases, that's how much he spends on his sacrifices. However, the rabbis gave a minimal shear, a minimum amount of how much it has to cost. Says the Mishnah, beishameh erom hara'iyah, the burnt offering, shtei kesef, has to be worth 2 ma'os of kesef. A ma is a sixth of a dinar of silver. The chagiga, the celebratory peace offering, ma, kesef, that has to be worth only 1 ma'ah. Beis Hillel and Rehusel says exact opposite. Hara'iya ma'ah kesef. The one burnt offering only has to be worth a ma'ah, because anyways the whole thing is consumed. Echagigah shtei kesef. But the celebratory one, which was eaten by the owner, by the Kohanim, therefore that had to be worth more money, so that there was more meat inside of it. That's the Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. In addition to the olas re'iyah, the burnt offering, there are other sacrifices that were brought as well, and that's called olos nedarim v'nedavos, burnt offerings that were donated, that were vowed. And the Mishnah says like this. Just before we see what the Mishnah says, the law is that the olos nedarim v'nedavos, the voluntary ones, the ones that were a person just gave because of the generosity of their heart, those came on the intermediary days. However, they were not allowed to come on Yontif, because on Yontif you can't bring a donated carbon, you can only bring an obligatory sacrifice. The olas re'iyah, which is obligatory, the burnt offering that one had to bring when they went up to the Beis HaMikdash for the holidays, that was permissible to be brought on the beginning of Yontif as well, the first day of Yontif as well. If one didn't bring it on the first day of Yontif, then they could bring it on Chol HaMoed, they could bring it on the intermediary days. It says the Mishnah, Olos B'moed, the Olos, the burnt offerings that one brings are during Chol HaMoed, they're brought on Chol HaMoed, Bo'os Min HaChulin, they only come from Chulin, which just means a person has to use regular money. The hashlamim, however, the peace offerings which are eaten, that are brought on the holiday, min hamaser, those could even be brought for a maser sheni. Maser sheni was a tithe that was taken off, and the money had to be used for, to eat it in Yerushalayim, to eat it in Jerusalem, so it's permissible to buy these animals from the money of maser sheni, and bring this peace offering which was eaten. Yontif HaRishon Shel Pesach, the peace offerings that were brought on the beginning of Pesach, and similarly any other holiday. Shammai says they can only come from regular money that a person has, since they're obligatory. Beis Hillel disagrees, and he says that a person could even use Maaser Sheni money to purchase this particular sacrifice for the Chagiga, for the celebratory offering, and one fulfills their obligation. Wishing you a wonderful, successful upcoming day and an amazing week.